Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country, and I'm really excited for our guest today. Because, you know, when you think about things, you've got Dolly, you've got Shania, Beyonce, Madonna, and somebody else to add to the canon that only needs one name, Gareth. Hey, Gareth.
How's it going?
Good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This is exciting because, you know, for years I've been like, when are we going to have somebody from this side of the world become a big country artist in America? And everybody's always like, oh, maybe it'll be this person, maybe it'll be this group. Turns out, it looks like it's going to be you, Gareth.
We're very early days, but it's been going so well, and I couldn't ask for any more right now. It's been amazing so far.
So you moved over to Nashville?
Yeah, I moved 3 months ago. Yeah.
Okay, so you're from Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
How big is the town or village you're from?
I live in a place called Castle Derg, and it's about 2,000-3,000 people.
Okay.
So it's pretty small.
Do they have a big sign up now saying home of Gareth?
Nah, because we also have got a footballer, Connor Bradley, that plays for Liverpool. So,
okay.
You know, he's probably a bit bigger than I am. But
what made you move to Nashville? Did you just think, oh, I have to be there?
It was more like, well, last year I was always back and forth, just doing rights and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm my manager here, so that he lives in Nashville and all my team live there. And it also just, I just like the city, so I do.
Right, yeah, it's a great city.
But we wanted to wait to the right time. I wanted to make sure that I wanted to move, and it wasn't just a spare the moment thing where once I get there, I don't want to be there. But
yeah, and you're like, I've had enough hot chicken now.
That's why I was over there a lot last year, kind of testing the water and see if I liked it enough.
So when did you move over?
So it was January. It was the first week in January.
Oh, okay.
So it was
cold.
It was cold, yeah. You know, I always think of back home, the weather's bad, but it's cold. But I mean, it's not as cold as some parts of Nashville.
All right, so let's talk about how you got there.
Well, I started posting videos online on TikTok, probably 2021, I think it was, start of the year.
What was the very first one you did?
I forget the song, but it wasn't country. It wasn't mostly country until like a few years ago. I started off doing like 2000s covers, like The Fray, Maroon 5, all that kind of stuff. And then I got up to like 100K on there, and it sort of just died off. And I wasn't really using Instagram. I wasn't posting on there. I had like 3,000 followers. And then it was January last year where I sat in my room and I recorded the cover of Stick Season. Just all by myself. I was bored and I wanted to put a cover of a song out. And a few days later, I got a mix back and I took it. And I got my younger brother to go to a forest close to where I live. And he shot a video. It was like the verse two of the song and chorus two of the song. And I posted it on Instagram and TikTok and didn't really think nothing of it. I just posted it. And overnight, it just went crazy viral. All these ones were asking for a full cover, but I already intended to put it out anyway because it was already finished.
Right.
And I just kept teasing it. And everybody just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I think I dropped it on like the 17th of January last year, and just streamed very well. And then met my manager Chris, went from there. And then I posted a cover in my backyard in February. So it had, funny enough, my mum didn't want me to post the video because she was very conscious of how the back garden looked. So she was. And I sat there, recorded it. It was all live. Like, I recorded it in real time, so it did. And I posted it online, and it got like 15, 20 million views on Instagram. It was crazy. And I put a cover of that song out as well, then Cool by Dylan Gossett. And we then started writing songs in March. So we did.
So you hadn't written any songs before?
Didn't write one song until March.
But when you were growing up, did you like write poetry or anything like that?
Nothing at all.
No, it just wasn't your thing.
Nothing at all. But there was just all these people that wanted me to write songs because they seen my covers popping off. And I think you got to write your own stuff, obviously, to be an artist. And started writing in March. First session was in London. And one of the first songs I ever wrote was Changing Seasons, which I dropped in October. So it is. And we've just been writing ever since. You know, I'm writing over here in a few weeks. I write in Nashville.
And are you writing with some of your, like, who are you writing with? You're obviously, like, established songwriters.
Yeah, they're all. I mean, so I signed to BMG back in just a few months ago.
Yes.
And the BMG took a lot of
That's a
breaks.
Big deal.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's been so quick when I started writing songs in March. And then literally less than a year later, we're signing the big publishing deal. I'm very, obviously very lucky. And yeah, they book a lot of sessions, but I also have like sessions where it's repeat sessions. So I worked a lot with them in the past as well. And I know the groups that I work best in, but we're also like writing with new writers to see how that works. But yeah.
Have you ever walked into a room and been like, oh my Lord, this person, I admire them so much? Yeah. Or like, you know, who's freaked you out the most in that way?
I think in Nashville, I started writing with a guy called Zach Crowell, who's also a producer.
Yeah.
Funny enough, he DM'd me on Instagram and I didn't see it back last year. But thankfully, he reached out to my manager, Chris. And we started writing in June.
Thank
I think
God
it
for
was.
Chris. Can you imagine?
I think it was June last year. We started writing in Nashville, and he brings in different writers. And there was one we were doing with a song we've actually got coming out sometime this year. And I wrote it with a guy called Josh Osborne and Jay Flowers, who was previously the bass player for Keith Urban. And then Josh, I was like, we were like chatting about these songs, and I was like, I want to create a song. It's got like Seven Summers, Morgan Wallen vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like to me, well, I wrote that song, and I was like, what? I was like, how am I in the room writing with these guys? But we've got a few sessions coming up this year as well, which I probably won't chat who they are yet, their names, till it actually happens. But it's
okay.
Some pretty cool sessions coming up this year as well. So we do. But yeah, we're just writing a lot of songs and getting a lot of good songs at that as well.
Well, congratulations on everything about it, because it's so exciting. I mean, we've been loving so many of your songs as they've come out. Last Thing I Do and Quiet in This House. Is Quiet in This House the one that's a little bit homesick one?
Yeah, that's a bit.
You wrote that because you were homesick?
We actually, so my mum and dad and my grandparents, brothers, sisters, they're
How many
friends.
Brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two brothers and a sister, and my two brothers have girlfriends, so they come over as well. So there was nine of them that I flew over to Nashville for the last 10 days that I was there, and we all flew home together last week. And I wrote it with Topher Brown and then Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay.
Yes.
And mum is a massive Dan and Shay fan.
You posted, you were at his house or something, right?
Yeah, so I was chatting to Shay, and I said, I really want to surprise mum. Do you want to meet her? And he wanted to meet her as well. And we set it up, I think it was the Saturday morning before, we were just going home the day after. And actually Chris drove us to the house, and mum had no idea at all, to his house, and she knocked on the door. And we told her we were going to a studio to finish off vocals for a song.
Yeah.
And if she wanted to come with us. And so she had no idea. And we just surprised her, and she opened the door with Shay, and she was like just gobsmacked. She was like so surprised. So we got it on video too, so it was pretty special.
We're chatting with Gareth on Absolute Radio Country. You've been a spotlight artist on this show many times. Also, you're one of our class of 2025, all about artists that we're excited about in 2025. And you're back in the UK in August because you're playing the Long Road Festival.
Yeah, I've always seen that festival, and it's cool now we also get to play that. It's the same as CDC Festival. I've always went there as a fan for years. So it's really fun to get to play these shows.
Congratulations. It's super exciting.
Thank you, man.
Will you come back and see us when you become a huge, big star and you don't have time for anybody?
If that happens, yes.
Excellent. Even if it doesn't happen, come back and see us. It's going to happen, though.
Thank you for having
me. We're really excited for you. We're really behind you. We love everything that you do, so just keep doing it. And we're just so excited. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.